Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and vinyl virtuoso, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however and wherever you like. Challenge your friends, team up, or go it alone. Our three rounds today will be the year 2014, music video visuals, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world, and today we're giving a shout out to our players over in Heilbronn, Germany. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to repeat any questions if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one
today is the year 2014. We're taking a journey in the time machine back over a decade to examine the music news from the year 2014. To get you in the mood, this was the year the Winter Olympics hit Sochi. People were obsessed with the Ice Bucket Challenge, and Apple forced U2's new album onto everyone's iPhone. We have five questions for you about the music news in the year 2014 with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get started. Question one. In March 2014, Gwyneth Paltrow announced that she was consciously uncoupling from which Coldplay singer? Question 2. In March 2014 at the Academy Awards, John Travolta accidentally introduced which singer, known for playing Elsa in Frozen, as Adele Dazeem? Question 13. In May 2014, which famous sibling got into a physical altercation with Jay-Z in an elevator following the Met Gala? Question 4. In September 2014, which two music stars who were 60 years apart in age came together to release the hit jazz album Cheek to Cheek? Question 5. In September 2014, Taylor Swift gave an interview in Rolling Stone in which she suggested which other singer was trying to sabotage her tour. That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is music video visuals. In this round, we have five questions for you about memorable moments and visuals in popular music videos. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 6. In the music video for the 2000 hit song Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears is depicted dancing on which planet? Question 7. In the music video for Foo Fighters' 1997 hit Everlong, during a fight scene, which part of Dave Grohl's body grows to an enormous size? Question 8. In the music video for her 2007 hit Umbrella, Rihanna appears fully painted head to toe in what color paint? Question 9. In Outkast's music video for their 2003 song Hey Ya, how many versions of Andre 3000 appear on the stage as part of the band? Question 10. In the cameo-filled 2011 music video for Katy Perry's Last Friday Night, TGIF, Katy is shown playing which music video game with Rebecca Black? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born the 11th of October, 1992, in New York City, USA. Clue 2. Growing up in the Bronx, I had a troubled childhood, joining a gang and later working at a strip club. Clue 3. My shift into music occurred in the mid-2010s after I appeared on the television show Love and Hip Hop New York and subsequently dropped my first mixtape. Clue 4. By 2017, I had signed with a major label and worked on my debut album, Invasion of Privacy, which included my breakthrough number one single, Bodak Yellow. Clue 5. I am one of the biggest female stars in hip-hop, and my hit songs include I Like It, WAP, and Up. That is all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. Thank you for waiting. Let's get scoring, starting with the year 2014. Question 1. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow broke up or consciously uncoupled in their own terms. Question 2. Idina Menzel is the singer that John Travolta accidentally called Adele Dazeem. Question 13. Solange Knowles, sister of Beyoncé Knowles, got into the altercation with Jay-Z. Question 4. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett released Cheek to Cheek. They would later reunite for another album, Love for Sale, in 2021. Question 5. Katy Perry was caught in the feud with Taylor, which then resulted in the songs Bad Blood and Swish Swish. Continuing on to round two, music video visuals. You got 5 questions about memorable music video moments, and these are the answers. Question 6. Mars is the setting for Oops, I Did It Again. Question 7. His hand enlarges during the fight scenes in the video for Everlong. Question 8. silver paint is used to cover Rihanna's body in the Umbrella video? Question 9. 8. Andre 3000 plays the lead singer, two guitarists, a keyboard player, a drummer, and three backing singers. Question 10. Just Dance is the video game featured in Katie's music video. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Cardi B. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment or vote in our episode poll. Follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games like Song Battle and Guess the Artist. You can also support the show by leaving us a wonderful review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.